Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, March 9th of 2020. And I want to apologize for the late start. Yes, I did set the clock like I was supposed to for daylight savings, so we can't say that's an excuse. Because right now, prior to daylight savings yesterday, it would have actually been 6:30. Yeah, it would have. But now it's 7:30. But that is not what happened. What happened was technical difficulties. The laptop that I used to set up the show had been, we had left it, been left somewhere. In other words, we'll just say we had a difficulty. We now have everything fixed. So we are on. But we are later than what we would normally be. But I didn't want you to all sit there and think, Miracle Man didn't set his clock ahead, blah, 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 blah. Because otherwise that means would have been an hour late. Otherwise that means I would have been an hour late for absolutely everything. But no. So, it's a beautiful day outside. It turned out to be both of the last couple of days, actually. Temps in the 50s. We're going to go back down to the 40s for a couple days, for a few days. But still doesn't look like hardly any in the way of snow for the time being. So that's actually really good. The Holy Spirit Conference, which was last week, oh, hallelujah. That thing was powerful. The anointing of God was upon it. Tuesday night, we had Senator Santorum, who talked about freedom and, you know, religious freedom. Why socialism is so dangerous. And you can go to MarkTBarclay.com to order that video so you can watch it. Because as you know, this is not a political program. And even though he didn't mean it from a political standpoint, I am not going to sit here and take a bunch of time, because I try to keep politics out of it. I'll still encourage you to vote, which, by the way, we'll talk about vote in a few minutes. But, yeah, we'll vote in a few minutes. We'll talk about voting in a few minutes. However, like I said, other than that, I try real hard to keep politics out. So that was Tuesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings, Pastor Barclay talked about the Holy Spirit. Wednesday night, talk some about the Holy Spirit as well. And then Thursday night, just kind of floating the gifts of the Spirit. And then Friday night, a huge line of preachers laid hands on everybody in there. We walked through a little prayer tunnel thing. And in fact, I and many other people went through it twice. That second time means a double portion. It's like Elijah when he said, let me have a double portion of your spirit, God. A double portion. A double portion. And it was awesome. One thing I want to mention is the Holy Spirit. We'll go with you wherever you go. He doesn't leave you when you go to work and then come back on scene when you leave work. He doesn't leave you when you go to sleep. He doesn't leave you when you're driving. He never leaves you. The Bible says God will never leave you or forsake you. Couple examples. One example, Dr. Buckley shared this story. One day, a man from our church who lived in the Midland, Sanford, Coleman area, let us say he lived in Midland County. He is on US 10, headed east to go to work in Bay City. He's driving, and then he notices something telling him, pull over now for 2 minutes or so and pray. He says, well, I have to get to work. I must go to this meeting. I'm a couple minutes late already as it is. I'll go back to the church and pray this afternoon. Drives for another 30 seconds maybe 1 minute or so. A little louder. Pull this car over now. Kenny says, I don't want to be disobedient, but I have to get to this meeting. I will go back and pray later. This time we'll say a minute or so later. I wasn't going to scream it, so I changed it into a whisper, but he just felt it kind of being, you know, and he just pulls off into the thing, and obviously, you know, the shoulder makes that noise when you're pulling over, and so he pulls over, prays, pretty much right up ahead of him. He was this close to being killed in a car accident. A semi had jackknifed and went all over the place. A couple people died as a result of that accident. God said, sir, time. You need to listen the first time because I won't always tell you three times to do something. Because you could have died. And then he ends up going to the church. Pastor's there. He ends up telling Dr. Barclay everything that had happened. Otherwise, listeners, you want to know what, listeners? Otherwise, what would have happened is that he wouldn't have known. He would have not known. He would have known that someone died. sense he obeyed God and pulled over. He lived. Another story. One day, a police officer was driving down 75, and he gets told to go to the certain house. You know, he's told he's supposed to go to this certain house. And he's talking on the radio or whatever. And then he's driving on 75 northbound, thinking in his mind, well, where is this? Where am I going? I mean, I know where I am on the freeway, but what exit? What do I do? And then God tells him what exit to get off at. Which way to go. And then he drives a little further, gets off at that certain exit, goes down a little ways down the certain back road or whatever, to this house. And the Holy Spirit tells him, the man is in the house. He's got a dog. The drugs are in the barn. And so he goes to, I mean, the man comes out and runs. And then he goes into the barn, finds it. And then somehow, I forget what it is that he does, but somehow that bag just opens outside and everything just goes flying all over the place. That guy just puts his hand behind his back. And Dr. Buckley said that the trooper had said, easiest arrest he had to make. Turns out that at the time it had been the biggest drug bust in the history of the Michigan State Police Department. And then the media show up somewhere and they hear about it. They say, Trooper, how did you know where it was? Well, I was led by the Spirit of God. My pastor at my church had been teaching on being led of the Spirit of God, and he told me where I was supposed to go and what all was going on. And sure enough, that's how it ended up being. He had told that story one other time that I could remember. But when he told it this time, Friday night, I was like, wow, it's cool. Because he was led by the Spirit of God. He wasn't led by some silly thing in his head. And it's not like the dispatcher knew, because obviously those dispatchers don't go to your house. And obviously, the guy goes up to the door and says, Michigan State Police, and what have you. Needless to say, it's a pretty incredible story. I told you these stories to show you something. The Holy Spirit is not some made-up thing. And there is the Trinity, the Heavenly Father. There's the Father, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit. And if you allow yourself to be led by the Spirit of God, it'll be incredible what you'll be able to do. And God will be able to help you. Okay. There's a story. Dr. Barclay did not tell this story this year. I've heard this story before, but I've been told, I feel like I'm supposed to tell the story. One last story before I move on. One day, by the way, I'm not even sure if this was someone from our church, what this happened, but one day, there's a couple ladies in the supermarket. Both of them have carts. And they're in the aisle near the, I don't know if it was the cans or if it was like the sauces stuff. But they're going through getting their groceries in a certain aisle. Somehow the two carts crash into each other. Well, turns out that the baby in the cart that got crashed into was born with no arms and no legs. Imagine that. No arms, no legs. Pretty crazy, isn't it? Your baby has no arms, no legs. But so the lady crashed the cart into the other cart. I was like, can I help? And then the mom grabs the baby out. Like, are you okay? Turns out that after the one cart crashed into the other cart, pulled the baby out of the cart. Guess what? That baby had arms and legs growing. And she says, I can't help it. You see, my baby was born with no arms and no legs. But your cart crashed into my cart. And now I pulled that baby out, and now my baby has arms and has legs. Wow, powerful. But that lady, the other lady who crashes her cart into the other person's cart, she's sitting there starting to apologize for obeying God. If God tells you to do something, don't apologize. Do not apologize for obeying God. Because a miracle took place. Told her. Now, a bunch of stuff was on the floor. Don't go to Meijer tonight and do that. Don't. Unless God tells you to. Now, when I first heard of this story, I heard about the story later, but I heard it listening to a cassette tape from the early 90s where Pastor was doing a Holy Spirit conference. And this obviously happened in the either early 90s or maybe even prior. And obviously, I feel like in those days, some of the grocery style aisles were even more narrowed then. But anyhow, went all over the floor. See? And well, I was saying, don't do that unless God tells you. Isn't it amazing how God works, how the Holy Spirit works? The instructions He'll give. Why does He just miraculously heal one person's blind eyes, but the other person, Jesus tells him that he has to go to that pool of Siloam and wash, find his own way down there. There's no cane. There's nobody's arm that he can hold on to, and he can guide him down there. Nope. He had to find his own way down there. And he washed and came home seeing. But, see, the Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways. He really does. And I trust that my mom took some good notes from the teachings that Dr. Buckley did on the Holy Spirit. I am going to ask her about those notes, those nuggets, and I'll share with you some more nuggets from the conference tomorrow night, because I wanted to make sure that I pick up for you what I think was a very good Holy Spirit conference. Dr. Buckley said he thought it was one of the deepest ones we had since the 80s. But I still think it was amazing. Now, tomorrow is primary election day here in Michigan. On the ballot, get to choose who you want to be the president. But this is the primary. Obviously, you'll have the Democratic choice or the Republican choice. You don't get to choose two candidates. You only get to choose one, period. Those of you who live in Michigan, like I do. Oh, by the way, you have no excuse. Really do not vote. We have made it so easy. Now you're allowed to go apply for, now you can go and get a no reason absentee voting ballot. You don't have to have a reason to vote absentee anymore. You don't. Now you can register to vote even on the same day. Isn't that cool? You can register on election day now. You're not registered to vote? You want to vote? You can register on the same day and then vote. So, I want to encourage you. Vote Christian. Don't vote based on what the stock market's doing right now. Don't just vote on something that's totally natural. Who you think has the cure for the coronavirus? Who can make your paycheck bigger, or who's for this, who's against this. Quote, Bible. The choice is very, very, very clear. Do you want a communist in that White House? Or you want someone who's going to stand up for the Constitution of the United States and stand up for, and someone who stands up for religious freedom and who is getting things done? It's your choice. If I were you, I would vote, which is exactly what I will be doing. And by the way, I don't see voting as this thing of, I better go do it, it's election day, I better go vote. No, I see it as something that it's good that we get to have a voice heard. About America, there's a verse that comes to my mind all the time. Well, it's going to remind a lot of this year is when election year. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people would humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. I stood on that verse, presidential election as well. And even in the gubernatorial election here in Michigan back in 2018. But praise God. Oh, wow. My time is almost up. But I do want to tell you real quick. I'm going to tell you real quick. I really hope that you'll just go out there and vote, make your vote count. And like I said, vote Christian. And if you don't like something that's going on, rather than complain, just complain about it all the time, why not go vote? And, of course, we got to pray, too. Until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.